You're listening to a story from WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Election objectors have been casting doubt on results across the country for the past 2 years. Now they are gearing up for similar challenges in Pennsylvania. WITF Sam Dunklaw takes a look at how one group is laying the groundwork in the mid-state.
At a rally held by conservative activists in Bloomsburg this fall, a woman wearing a white t-shirt, jean shorts, and a white ball cap takes the stage.
But let me first make sure I'm in the right place. Does anybody in this room think that Donald J. Trump was a legitimate winner of the 2020 election in Pennsylvania?
Toni Shoup is a mother of three who co-founded Audit the Vote PA. She's talking about election results that judges at all levels, election experts, and officials of both major parties determined to be accurate. Even those who lost races that year, like Erie County Clerk Julie Slomski, say the 2020 election was fair. Democrats picked her to run against incumbent Republican State Senator Dan Laughlin.
And I don't believe anything was rigged in 2020, and I use that statement all the time. I never denied, you know, the results in 2020, and I think, you know, people need to move on at this point in time.
Despite the evidence, Shoup, who once posted the September 11th attacks were a false flag operation, says she and her co-founder, Karen Taylor, still think something went wrong in 2020. The two thought their efforts to get the certified results overturned would be enough to keep Biden from office.
But when that didn't happen, I had about a 24 to 48 hour pity party. And then because of the class we took, Karen and I had learned just enough about our rights to be mildly dangerous.
Shoup says the class taught her the basics of government and helped her and Taylor figure out how to write petitions. Audit the Vote advertised on social media and billboards, spoke at GOP committee meetings, even knocked on doors in some counties. Shoup tells the Bloomsburg crowd her group is getting ready to challenge this year's election results and needs their help.
It's going to take all of us getting involved in our own backyards, in our own counties, in the election apparatus to root this corruption out from the inside out, from the ground up. We are coming for the bad guys.
The corruption she's talking about is the certification of election results her group disagrees with. The strategy goes hand in hand with efforts by national conservative figures like Steve Bannon, a Trump White House strategist who's facing a jail sentence for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
We need our people in the counting rooms. You need to be around the green table, right? And you need to be relentless, polite, nice, fair, but an immovable object.
On a live stream with supporters last month, Toni Shoup claimed Pennsylvania's conservative activist network has helped train 6,000 poll watchers who monitor voting as it's happening. By election day, she claims, there may be even more.
If I had to ballpark guess, I would say we're probably going to get 8,000, 9,000, or 10,000 poll watchers, which is enough to cover every single polling location across the entire state. And getting eyes on it is going to make a difference. So we're excited about that.
It's not clear how accurate her estimate is or how many will actually make it into polling places, since parties, candidates, and counties can act as gatekeepers. Many counties also offer their own training. But there's another prong to Audit the Vote strategy, urging counties to tally all votes at least once by hand.
So we can ensure that the ballots actually, the paper ballot count matches what's on the machine.
Hand recounts are rare in Pennsylvania elections. Experts have told NPR they're way more time-consuming and error-prone than those done with ballot scanners, which federal election security leaders say are safe and secure. York and Lycoming counties agreed to hand recounts this month, but others have declined the request. Nathan Savage, Northumberland County's chief clerk, says party and candidate representatives can already watch the entire ballot counting process.
There's only so much you can do before people just are unreasonable. And, you know, a lot of these requests are just getting unreasonable. You're transparent, transparent, transparent. And they're like, well, this isn't transparent enough. And it's like, what more do you want?
Savage says there's been an influx of new Republican Party poll watchers who want to help GOP candidate for governor Doug Mastriano. But he says each of them has had to take the county's training and agree to abide by it.
We equate them in the training to kids in a corner, not just the Mastriano people, but any poll watcher. They can be kids in a corner, they can watch the process, they can observe the process, but they're not to be seen or heard.
Groups like Audit the Vote are building off the 2020 playbook for casting doubt on election results. After probing the system for the past 2 years, the group's members are ready to challenge midterm results they don't like. Sam Dunklaw, WITF News.